A bunch of cowards. That's the phrase that finally got U.S. soccer player Hope Solo suspended. The Seattle Reign goalie called the Swedish soccer team cowards after Sweden beat her and her American teammates at the Rio Olympics. U.S. soccer has suspended Solo for 6 months. The host of Slate's podcast, The Gist, Mike Pesca, says the suspension is not just about the cowards remark. It's also about Hope Solo's past.
In 2014, she was arrested for physically assaulting her sister and her nephew, her teenage nephew. It's still winding its way in the courts in one stage or another, that case. Then she was involved in a domestic dispute with her husband, Jeremy Stevens, formerly of the UW Huskies. Though we should say that she was the victim, it would seem, although no charges were brought. And then later on, just recently, her husband was involved in a DUI, and the van with her in the car, and the van he was driving was a U.S. national women's team van. Before the Olympics, she was tweeting a lot of pictures of her preparing with like giant, almost cartoon-like cans of insect repellent and netting, because she said she was afraid of Zika. I mean, there's a good way and a bad way to handle that. That certainly was undiplomatic. And then after the loss, the surprising loss of the U.S. national team to Sweden, she said the better team lost that day, meaning the Americans. And she called the Swedes cowards because of a defensive style of play, which was really a smart defensive style of play. In fact, Sweden used that style of play to win a silver medal. So that was real sour grapes, and that was very unsportsmanlike.
So the Swedish team is not actually cowardly.
It turns out that they have valor on their sides and intelligence, yes.
So then what is U.S. soccer actually punishing Hope Solo for?
Actually, the comments, which were an embarrassment. She also lashed out at former players on the team. She's done that before. But this was one in a series, the series of events that I laid out. And I get the sense that she went into this being told she was on some version of double secret probation, or at least she should have known that she had a short leash and they were yanking it back. So that's why we're seeing the suspension. It was the comments. It was comments embarrassing to the United States and the U.S. national women's team.
So then let's talk about the yanking. 6 month suspension, 3 month severance, and Solo still gets to play for the Seattle Reign, which gets a lot of its money from the U.S. Soccer Federation. So how severe is the punishment?
She has a $150,000 a year contract, roughly. So 6 months means she loses half of that. But you mentioned the severance, so it would seem she gains about half of that still. It's weird. The Reign is subsidized. Her salary is subsidized by the U.S. Soccer Federation. And the thinking there is it's important to keep these well-known soccer players in the public eye, and the professional women's league is not that wealthy, so let's have U.S. soccer subsidize some of that. And that's not going to be touched. So she'll still be playing for the Seattle Reign.
And maybe she's done with the Olympics and World Cup anyway. Is she getting up there, as athletes do?
Yes. And that's another really important thing, because for so long, people countenanced Hope Solo because she was a great player. That, by the way, transcends sexism, right? Men have that favoritism visited upon them, too, when they're big pains in the neck. But man, can they bash a baseball or, you know, dunk a basketball. But yeah, she is aging out of her prime. And who knows in 2020 if there'll be another great younger goaltender to take her place. She's not old in real life. She's 35. But in soccer terms, you know, who knows as a 39-year-old if she would be the best option for the U.S. in 2020.
So you could argue that the Soccer Federation might be, I don't know, cowardly?
Well, I don't know. I think it was truly embarrassing. And of all the athletes, I went on a TV program and they said, who are the three biggest losers? And of course, Ryan Lochte takes one of those spots. And my mind immediately went to Hope Solo. Like, what a disappointment. Teams win, teams lose. But especially in Olympics on the public stage, there's a way to comport yourself. And she did a really bad job. There are a couple things that transcend the Olympics because we still have a romanticism attached to the Olympics. And Hope Solo's comments were, I do think, an ugly embarrassment for her nation, her federation, and her team.
You mentioned Ryan Lochte, a male misbehaving star. Is there a double standard here?
Well, you know, the idea of double standard has come up with Hope Solo before, because when she was arrested for her assault, people said, isn't there a double standard? We have these NFL players arrested and they're being suspended, and Solo was made to, you know, sit out a game. And then there was an argument, well, it's different if males using their privilege to abuse females. That's the past argument. This argument is, of course, top of mind is Ryan Lochte, this athlete who certainly embarrassed the United States and may have actually been involved in criminality, if you believe the filing of a false police report, or there's a question about that. He didn't go to the police. They went to him. However, two things. One, swimming might still suspend Ryan Lochte. That hasn't come down. And two, he lost. He had a lot more money in endorsements, but he lost a lot more money in endorsements than Hope Solo did. But three, I'm still willing to concede that there might be a double standard, that a woman speaking out in this way might somehow chafe at the sports federation more than a male would. Can't prove it. Something to think about.
I think there's a certain amount of forgiving the sports star who's your local sports star happening in Seattle.
Sure, sure. And I do get the fact there is a part of me that says she's getting punished for speech, and her speech wasn't, you know, hate speech, wasn't an incitement to violence, wasn't a slur of any sort. She's been a sore loser, and she lost half her salary for just being a sore loser. Don't we have a space for being a sore loser? I think that if she did that in a non-Olympic context, and as someone who hadn't made all these mistakes before, would be getting a different story.
All right. Well, so I suppose you could call this a slap on the wrist, although Hope Solo wears really thick gloves.
Yeah, hamburger helper hands. Yeah.
I'm not sure she'd even feel a slap on the wrist. That was Mike Pesca, the host of Slate's podcast, The Gist, discussing Seattle goalie Hope Solo, who was once suspended for a month from the U.S. soccer team. Now she's out for 6 months and might have played in her final Olympics and World Cup. Who knows? We can still see her here on the Seattle Reign.